Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
The Volume.
The 3 and Out Podcast with me, John Middlecoff, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. It's the NFL playoff time, and there's no better place to get into the action than FanDuel. Awesome new and existing user promotions, America's number one sportsbook, very easy to use, safe and secure, you get your winnings fast. I cannot recommend it enough. Love gambling with FanDuel. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code COLIN so they know we sent you. And FanDuel is now live in Ohio. What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, 3 and Out Podcast. Big show coming up with Colin Cowherd. We will talk some football. We officially have the Super Bowl, the Andy Reid Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs, Gibby Patrick Mahomes face the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 57. I'm saying that because I thought I saw that on the internet. Super Bowl 57, Glendale, Arizona. Mahomes, Hurts, Andy Reid, Nick Sirianni, Brett Veach, Howie Roseman. A lot going on. A lot of football talk over the next couple weeks. Me and Cowherd will dive into it all. Middlecoff Mailbag, get into it for Tuesday's show. At John Middlecoff is the Instagram. As well as if you listen on Colin's feed, make sure you subscribe to the 3 and Out feed. And yeah, weird day of football. Obviously, the Niner game was very bizarre. Congrats to the Eagles and the Chiefs. That game was awesome. So we will, me and Colin, talk about that game, talk about Mike McCarthy firing offensive coordinator. That was a little NFC or AFC championship news dump. Dive into it all. But first, I need to tell you about my friends at Game Time. They're the fastest growing ticket app in America. I've used them. You should too. And if you are a first time user, make sure you use the promo code John, that's J-O-H-N, for $20 off any purchase. When you sign up, just go to the App Store and download the app. And it's very easy to do. But here's what's going on for the Super Bowl. We have a very, very special promotion. There's a big game here in a couple weeks. It's called the Super Bowl. And if you're an Eagle fan, if you're a Chiefs fan, and you want to go to the game, whether you are an existing customer or a new customer, it does not matter. You just go to the Game Time app. They're offering $100 off all tickets to the big game on February 12th. That's $100 off on anything that on any ticket to the big game that you find. Just use the promo code VOLUME 100. That's volume 100. So if you want to go to the Super Bowl and you're an existing customer, it does not matter. If you're a new customer, great. Just use the promo code volume 100. When you go to the App Store, download the Game Time app, use the promo code volume 100. Eagles fan, I know you want to get out here to beautiful Scottsdale, Kansas City. I saw how cold it is. Come on out. It's supposed to be 75 degrees. Can't recommend enough. Volume 100, $100 off. Colin, what a day.
I'll tell you, between the Lakers-Celtics last night, Niners-Eagles earlier today, and Bengals-Chiefs tonight, I'm going to assume officiating is harder than we think because some of those calls... Listen, the late hit on Mahomes is a late hit, but a couple minutes earlier, there's a late hit on Burrow. Frank Clark pops him. Nobody calls anything. Listen, the rig stuff is stupid. But I don't think Cincinnati, I thought Kansas City got a couple calls that I didn't love. And I think the teams are very even. I honestly think if they played 10 times, they'd split five apiece. But I can see Bengal fans tonight feeling like they didn't get the best calls.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, I was born in the mid-80s, so I didn't really experience the Elway, Montana, Marino, but you had heard the legendary, you know, comparisons of all the guys. And I grew up on Young, Aikman, and then really Favre, but they never, while they played each other, you know, Aikman's not a top 10 all-time great. Young is kind of on the outside looking in, and Favre, when he was on, was better than both of them. But it's hard to, you know, it didn't feel like Elway in his prime against Montana in his prime. Yet I'm watching that tonight and I go, I've been watching sports now for 30 plus years. Those two guys, one guy's on a bum ankle, giving it all he has. Burrow is just a magical player. I mean, you've been watching football longer than me. I mean, those are two of the better quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it feels, you know, a little bit like Mahomes is Peyton Manning, where he's more celebrated, where an obvious talent, and Burrow's more Brady, which is accurate, efficient, often beats Mahomes. This is a go either way game. I think when I look at the AFC right now, great creates clarity. And if you're an AFC GM and you got Trevor Lawrence and Herbert coming and you got Mahomes and Burrow, it makes it really obvious. If you're not special at quarterback, start over. You know, Kirk Cousins, you can win a division going away in the NFC with that. Like, unless you, I mean, and the other thing in the NFC, the Niners.
Dak, you can win 12 games every year with Dak. You're not doing that in the
AFC. It's just, I look at Burrow and Mahomes, and I think, I mean, I don't think, you know, Herbert, Josh Allen, to me, don't really have the right coach. But I, when I'm watching these guys today, we all make excuses, John. Daniel Jones, it's the O-line. It's the receivers. Like, everybody stop. Mahomes, bum ankle and missing two starting receivers. You got today Burrow, call's not going his way, missing three offensive line starters. The great ones overcome. I mean, we don't even like Brandon Staley. Herbert got him to the playoffs. Like, if you don't have a guy that can overcome, you can keep making excuses, but I like, if I ran a football team and I saw Mahomes Burrow, I would sit down with my scouting staff and say, guys, if we don't have a guy that can go toe-to-toe with that, and I think Trevor Lawrence with a better roster could, then what are we doing here?
Well, the draft and the combine's not far away, and I'm guilty of this sometimes too. We get so caught up in measurables and stuff with quarterbacks. As you saw tonight, and we've seen our entire lives, in the biggest games and the biggest spots in the playoffs, toughness and those intangible qualities. I mean, what Mahomes is bringing to the table, they gave him a $450 million contract and they've never flinched once about, like, he's actually underpaid. I mean, that's the best deal that franchise will ever say. What Joe Burrow has done to that franchise, him leaping around the night, getting first downs, doing everything possible as he's getting chased by seven defensive linemen every single play. Toughness and intangibles when it comes to quarterbacks is just something, if you don't have that, because a lot of guys now have the physical skills. We see it every Saturday for the last several years, every team's throwing around the yard. But what those guys brought to the table, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is a throwback. He's got a high ankle sprain. There was no chance he was missing this game. And Burrow is just able to overcome these offensive line injuries year in, year out. I mean, last year they didn't even have one. This year they have one, but the guys are now missing. It's pretty remarkable to watch those two guys just lay it all on the line, regardless of the calls and some of the crap that went on. I mean, if you just love football, you have to appreciate those two.
And by the way, Kansas City, because they got rid of Tyreek Hill and have made some moves, they're not going anywhere. I think they have a first, a second, a third, two fourths, multiple sixth. I mean, hey, and Brett Veach last year.
All their young DBs. I mean, they got a ton of young players everywhere.
And last year, they hit in a couple of like six round picks. So these teams aren't going anywhere. I will say, with Andy Reid facing Philadelphia, and I said this earlier today, I think Philadelphia's got the best roster right now left. And I felt that before the Chiefs and the Bengals played. And we'll get to this game in a second. But I think Jalen Hurts is more dinged up than we thought. I thought he was off on deep throws. I thought he underthrew short throws all day. He didn't scramble at all early in the game. He really, really needs that 2 weeks. Both these quarterbacks, Mahomes and Hurts, I think we're going to have a great Super Bowl. They both need 2 weeks to heal.
Especially the Chiefs. You know, Juju didn't come back. Tony, the kid they traded for the Giants, he left the game. I mean, he gets hurt a lot. I thought tonight, as all these guys were injured, and Mahomes is, I don't even know, 60, 70%. I mean, his arm's still good, so he can make plays, but he can't move like he normally does. Andy's greatest win as a coach, and he's a Hall of Fame coach, it's got to be the Super Bowl. I mean, it's the most important win of his career. But you could say that this is every bit the second best win of his career, given what he was dealing with in the second half.
Because once they tied the game, you went, how's he going to score again? They can't move the ball. They couldn't. And then they found a way. The defensive players, it felt like an organizational win, right?
Yeah.
The rookies make a play on defense. Chris Jones makes a play. Veach had a hand in it. Andy had a hand in it. Mahomes had a hand in it. That, to me, that was just an organizational win. They got more going for them right now than Cincinnati, who's clearly not going away
either. Yeah, it's I tell young broadcasters this from time to time. I'm like, don't listen to the noise, head down, do a good job, stay off social unless you're promoting your stuff, and people around you will make mistakes. People around you will just screw up, make mistakes. It's very similar in the NFL. Like, Veach doesn't hit a home run with every draft pick, but they find a lot of good.
No.
By the way, all these teams, Howie Roseman, John Lynch, all these organizations, they find some hits in the fourth, fifth, sixth round. Niners have hit some real home runs. Kittle fifth, Jennings sixth, Brock Purdy seventh. And it's just talent accumulation. Get the right guy at quarterback. I will say this, though. Mahomes. You know, we talk about great athletes. It feels like to me Mahomes gets dinged up almost every year. And he's a fascinating talent because I feel like mechanically this year he didn't. Mechanically, he goes off the reservation a little bit every year. He kind of gets dinged up every year. But his instincts, John, and you're a former NFL scout, he made a throw to the end zone. He has ability to see something, process it, and let go of the ball within half a second. It's so instinctual that, you know, he'll be running full speed. A lot of guys can see something. I always felt this with Sam Darnold. He was a slow processor. It just took him a long time. I see it. His slow delivery, it was like a second and a half. Mahomes does things so quickly from the time it's open to the time the ball's out of his hands. I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody do it like that, ever.
Yeah, I think he's got kind of the far flair and with the physical talent, but with the young breeze kind of IQ and ability to see with the accuracy when he's on. And I think this year he took a big step in just controlling everything. You know, last year he kind of got out of rhythm,
yes,
threw a bunch of picks, and then by the end of the season they had him. I thought... to me, if he's not injured, they probably win this game a little easier. I mean, I think he's kind of in the peak of his powers right now mentally. I mean, Colin, they've gotten to 3 Super Bowls in 5 years. You know, and the other two they lost in this game. I mean, this is a little bit like in the NBA when you get a Magic Johnson or a Michael Jordan. But these are his first 5 years starting, and he's just rattling off 3rd Super Bowl in 5 years. This is pretty incredible.
And in the NBA, people aren't tackling you. So you're dealing with this regulated level of violence. So you're playing hurt. Yeah. The other thing is they had to give up Tyreek Hill and Ward the corner. So, you know, Dak loses Amari Cooper. He's not the same player. You know, Tony Pollard goes out at halftime. He can't move the sticks. He's losing a superstar receiver, a Pro Bowl corner. They're back in the Super Bowl.
Well, this is why when these coaches, and we'll see if Mike Vrabel now wants to get all this power and Belichick always wants all this power. Andy, when he went to Kansas City, he went, John Dorsey, you run the personnel department. And then things got weird, not even with Andy, but with the owner. And then Veach came in. It's Veach, you run the personnel department. And you look up, you got a rookie 7th rounder picking off Burrow. You got another rookie in the defensive backfield making a play. You got Isaiah Pacheco. When you trust whoever you're working with, I think John and Pete have developed that relationship over the years. It is so much easier to have a successful organization and not be tied to one individual player. Obviously they're tied to Mahomes, but you look at the Chiefs now compared to what they were 3 or 4 years ago that were very top heavy. They are just much more well-balanced.
Yeah.
And I think it's because Andy, let me coach the team. I trust Veach. You help me pick the players and I'll watch them and we'll build an organization as a group. And that's what you get.
Yeah, a lot of people predicted, you know, I think Philadelphia in the offseason, I didn't think Philadelphia felt like a Super Bowl team in the offseason. But then by about week 6, 7, 8, you're like, wow, they have 17 players, Pro Bowl or alternate. I mean, that is, I tell you what, I know we'll pivot to this. as great as that O-line was for Philadelphia, the Niners still got pressure today. I honestly, how games turn out, I don't really care. I like my picks to be right if possible, but you know, but I really genuinely felt bad for Kyle Shanahan today. He lost his starter, Trey Lance, Garoppolo, Brock Purdy, Josh Johnson. They're snapping to a running back by the end of the season. And I thought to myself, Brady's texting Kyle saying, Kyle, I don't get hurt. I mean, at some point, I want to ask you this, not to take your amp feed over, but as a scout, you know that sometimes you get lightning in a bottle. So if you go look at Purdy's run, he beat 3 4th place teams. Houston was one of them. Washington was another one. And I forget the other one. The division went into the tank. He was 4-0.
He beat Arizona. Okay. Was terrible.
So he beat 3 4th place teams. The division went sideways. So he was 4-0 against the AFC West. But in the playoffs, bad early against Seattle, mediocre against Dallas, and then wasn't tearing it up before he got hurt here. Do you look at that and go, listen, we're going to keep him around because he's cheap? But Kittle's getting older. Trent Williams getting older. Some of these guys on this team, the way he goes through running backs, Christian McCaffrey could get hurt in any week. You're the Niners today. Don't you have to go big at quarterback?
Yeah, but what are your real options, right? Beside Tom, who's 46 years old, which Kyle's offense does, you know, force the quarterback to move. It's a lot of bootleg stuff. It's a lot of play action stuff and the movement on the quarterback. And one thing Purdy, you know, they won a lot of games with Jimmy Garoppolo. And you're right, it's a small sample size. And depending on, you know, the individual teams, even Tampa was a playoff team. They were pretty bad. Seattle was a playoff team. He got to play him twice. He was much more explosive as a passer than Jimmy Garoppolo. And Kyle proved that he can have a lot of success with Jimmy Garoppolo because of the unit around him. And Purdy, when you're a seventh round pick, he made like $750 this year. He makes $800 next year. He's the best contract in the league if he's your starting quarterback. Now, today, what's concerning, freak incident, right? I mean, the guy kind of comes untouched. You could argue it's a terrible play call to have your backup tight end trying to block one of the best pass rushers in the league, gets him killed. But the injuries at quarterback this is unprecedented, Colin. How many teams? My girlfriend was like, has this ever happened? Well, I'm like, first of all, a team on their 4-string quarterback has never been this far in the NFL, right? in the history of the league. Never happened. And it'll never happen again. They got a little lucky that Purdy was really good as a 7th rounder, or they wouldn't be here to begin with. So I think you go, he can be the starter kind of going into the offseason, assuming he might need Tommy John now. You got Trey Lance coming back off injury. They're in a tough spot. My gut says Tom Brady doesn't want to move out west to Miami, right? New York, kind of stays on the Eastern Seaboard. They went down that, you know, 4 years ago. They didn't pull the trigger. Obviously, they made a mistake. They should have. But now he's going to be 46 years old. He can't move. I wouldn't do it, but I hear you. If you told me in the next month, or it's less than that because Derek's 15th, like they're sniffing around Derek Carr, that they'll just be sniffing around people, I think they will. They've proven to be one of the very most aggressive organizations right there with the Rams and Seattle. They will make moves, but kind of in a tough spot because I think they were kind of sold on Purdy. And then it happens today, and we'll see by tomorrow if he needs Tommy John. Now, Tommy John with quarterback is not as bad as Tommy John with pitchers, and maybe he comes back with a stronger arm. But today was, you could see it on Kyle's face. And listen, the Eagles were a really good team, and they could have won this game straight up, obviously. I mean, they were favored in the game. But we kind of got robbed to just see a real game.
Yeah.
I mean, today was, by the time Josh Johnson was, I mean, it was a joke. I mean, that wasn't a real football game. But even before Purdy had to come back into the game, even when Josh Johnson's in the game, he showed up, Colin, in early December. This is the NFL. This is an NFC championship team. This is a team, like you said, the Eagles are the best roster. Well, the Niners are every bit their equal. And they're playing with a guy that, I mean, God love him, but has no business being on a roster at this point in time in the season, let alone in the game.
Yeah, I'm interested to see Philadelphia because Hurts was not. Whereas you can see Mahomes limping, you can't really see what Jalen Hurts is dealing with. But he apparently told the reporter at Fox he was not 100%. But I thought Jalen really didn't throw the ball particularly well today. He was short on a lot of easy stuff in the flat. Everything was low and didn't have velocity. And he's usually, I like the way he throws a deep ball. None of it.
Wasn't even close.
No. So I think Jalen's going to be a different quarterback. I think in the Super Bowl, what's going to be interesting is that Eagles O-line and that Chiefs O-line. Those are really good. Chiefs right tackles, little hit and miss. But I think in the Super Bowl, Hurts is going to have some time to throw. I think Mahomes is going to have some time to throw. I think it's going to end up being a classic. Andy against his former team. I think if you were Fox, I didn't talk to executives, but if I was Fox, I would be rooting for Andy Reid and Mahomes. Mahomes is the biggest star in the league against his former team. That's about Fox got the Super Bowl to get.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. Listen, at The Volume, we're always looking for people, and hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. And you better believe we use LinkedIn. I just played golf last weekend with a guy who runs an insurance company who said he lives on LinkedIn and he has never found better employees than through this website. Because LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources. And let's face it, how would you even find these people? Well, they're on LinkedIn. And then LinkedIn constantly finding ways to make everything easier. They even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/John. That's linkedin.com/JOHN to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking to get more out of the NFL season? Now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. The promo code is always Colin. FanDuel has tons of betting options. I like the same game parlay. Bet a little, win a lot. FanDuel's app is safe, secure, easy to use, and you get paid your winnings really fast. The no sweat first bet up to $1,000. Promo code Colin. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the National Football League. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
I think we hear a lot of fan bases complain about their overpriced quarterback. And the Eagles, you know, started red flagging Carson Wentz a couple years after they'd given him all the money. And even I thought, like, you know, I still like Carson Wentz. And clearly they were right. That they knew things in the building. They saw things at practice. They did an incredible job pivoting off an enormous contract when the majority of teams really struggle and just get derailed. I mean, they bounced back. I mean, they made the playoffs last year. Now, granted, they were the 7th seed, which historically that was the first year they've ever had a 7th seed. But still, like, that was an impressive 9-8 season. And then what they did this year. I mean, that, listen, I worked for Howie. He's a wheeler and dealer. He put together in a short period of time a real roster around some of his older core guys. I mean, they got that trade he made for A.J. Brown. That's one of the better trades. The same thing with Christian McCaffrey. I mean, those both those organizations today hung their hat on just being super aggressive, doing things, just not nonstop. And I think a lot of organizations, you know, that are somewhat in the middle, 7, 8, 9, 10 wins, they're just hesitant to do stuff because that is the natural inclination, I think, for a lot of football people. It's just like, let this play out, let the cream kind of rise on our team. These organizations will just keep throwing things, throw a pick, trade, make this trade. Darius Slay, they made a trade. You know, they're just will. Andy's always been like that. There's just an organizational philosophy in certain guys to just be super aggressive, and the Eagles really, really benefit. The Niners did too to get here, but the Eagles, I mean, they're in the Super Bowl because of it.
Howie's won with multiple quarterbacks and multiple coaches. I mean, if you look up Howie Roseman, he has not been beholden to a singular coach or a singular roster or a singular quarterback. Most GMs who have had success, there's usually a great coach or a great quarterback. Howie's like the outlier. He's one with multiple guys. So that roster just is, man, they just don't have flaws. It's really, well, and I mean,
think about this, Colin.
Yeah.
Think about this. They fired Andy, which it was time for a divorce after 14 years. And they've now made two Super Bowls in the period which Andy's gone on to have historic success with the Chiefs with two different coaches. You know, most organizations, when they fire a really good coach, get derailed and it's hard. I mean, two Super Bowls, two different coaches, two different quarterbacks.
We should bring up the Cowboy thing.
I'm sure you talked about last week when Mike was asked about Kellen Moore, gave this kind of cloak and dagger weird response. I think it's pretty clear Jerry loves this guy, very loyal to the guy, and was okay because they fired a bunch of coaches. My theory was, okay, Mike, we're going to let you do it your way. We're going to put it all on you. You make decisions. But today, them announcing that they fired their offensive coordinator during the middle of these games, it was pretty clear they did it like last week that they just waited because Jerry kind of, you know, classic like Sunday AFC Championship news dump. But there is, I mean, it feels a little bit like you better make the NFC Championship or bust here for Mike McCarthy, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I think, you know, clearly somebody had to take the fall. And so Kellen Moore took the fall. But I think the Cowboys are in a weird spot. So Dalton Schultz, their productive tight end, could be gone.
We got a franchise Tony Pollard.
Zeke is an expensive short yardage back. They don't have a two. CD Lamb's a good one, not a great one. Michael Gallup's a three. He can disappear, vanish in big spots. The O-line is, I thought, they're rebuilding it. They've hit a couple. They've got an old Zach Martin, a couple young players I like. But, you know, the track record on Dak is take away Amari Cooper, take away a solid number one receiver, and ask Dak to throw more. And we saw it at the end of the year when they didn't run the ball, the nights they didn't run the ball, or the days, and you ask Dak to throw over 35 times, it gets ugly very quickly. So, and that's the new reality now, because I think Dak will be the number two quarterback cap hit, and Zeke will be the number two, which is really devastating. He'll be the number two running back cap hit. He is a short yardage back. He's not a top 12 back in the league. He may not be top 20 at this point. So, you know, if McCarthy's, I wish him luck, but they, you know, Jerry overpaid for Jalen Smith. He overpaid for Dak. He overpaid for Zeke. And this is exactly what it looks like. You can make the playoffs, but you'll be exposed.
And I think one thing the Cowboys benefit from, and I throw the Vikings here too, because they're stuck with Cousins, is the NFC. You know, now Rodgers probably be traded. He'll be gone. You know, the Lions are kind of up and coming. A lot of moving parts with the Rams. They're old and injured. You can make the playoffs probably every year if you have a competent coach and you stay relatively healthy as the Cowboys. But you're, as we see, like the peak is probably losing in the second round and a decent chance you're one and done, you know, and that's part of the problem. But that's still better than being a 6-7 win team. You'll just be an 11-12 win team year in, year out. But we can't take you seriously as a Super Bowl contender. Well, like, especially, I think we know that.
The Eagles and the Niners, at least for two more years, they're not paying huge money for their quarterback. So those rosters are going nowhere, and both those organizations draft above average. So, I mean, you can see, I mean, if Brock Purdy can get you to the NFC Championship game, to me, it feels like San Francisco and Philadelphia just based on roster strength and head coach. Sirianni's obviously worked wonders. I don't think the Niners in Philadelphia, I mean, they could have multiple losses in personnel and still be the deepest rosters in the NFC.
The one thing, you know, the Eagles might lose a defensive coordinator to become a head coach, and so he'll have to replace his first coordinator. Kyle's going to lose DeMeco Ryans. So you would say, how often he's hit a home run on Saleh and then he hit a grand slam on DeMeco? It's pretty hard to just keep rattling, you know, these future head coaches. One thing McCarthy benefits from, maybe he knew he wasn't going to get a job and Jerry probably paid him $5, $6 million. But Dan Quinn did come back. That's a huge, you know, just he doesn't have to worry about that because Dan Quinn has saved Mike McCarthy's reputation.
You know, and also Washington has a defensive coach. They may stick with him, even though they're getting new owners. They're, Sean Payton, if he took it, would be interesting. But, I mean, Washington isn't very well run. The Giants have Daniel Jones, a ceiling. I mean, there's good news for the Cowboys. They'll be playing for a wild card spot. They're not beating Philadelphia.
But exactly.
The NFC's wide open. I mean, Minnesota's not going to go 11-0 in one-score games.
No.
So, and I think if Seattle doesn't get a quarterback, you know, they're going to run Geno back if they don't draft a quarterback, which a lot of people suspect they won't. So it's Dallas will vie for a playoff spot. But I think now with Zeke and Dak's contracts, those are punitive hits. It's, you just can't overcome that stuff.
Well, speaking of Sean Payton, pretty clear he's probably not coming back in this cycle. I guess Denver potentially could still offer him a boatload of money, but it feels like that job, a lot of people are a little leery. Just a lot of moving parts there. The owner is actually the son-in-law of the really wealthy guy. He's kind of wealthy too, but a lot of moving parts there. If you look at Sean Payton, Brandon Staley's going to be in a win or go home next year, right? He's going to have to make some hay in the playoffs. The Bills, like, eventually you got Josh Allen. You can't just be losing, getting your ass kicked in the second round. I think there's going to be tangible pressure on Sean McDermott to at minimum get to the AFC championship game, if not win the AFC. And obviously Mike McCarthy. So we're talking about Herbert, Josh Allen, those two jobs next year in the cycle. Ideally, I don't know if he'd want to live in Buffalo, but if you had the opportunity to take Josh Allen, I don't know how you turn that down. And obviously Justin Herbert next year. And then the Cowboy thing, he's always been rumored because he worked there once upon a time. To me, it feels like those three jobs, the next cycle, Sean Payton basically takes, you know, 18, 20 months to just kind of relax, do this TV thing, and then be really the number one. I mean, he was the number one candidate this year, but the buzz on him will start being like Gruden levels, right, when he kept going back to Monday Night Football.
Also, John, we have two A++ college quarterbacks, Drake May and Caleb Williams.
Good point.
So if a team, it could be anybody. If a team ends up with a number one spot, could be the Colts, could be anybody, then that job. So it's going to be very unique. So we're going to have seven openings because that's the average. One out of the seven will probably have a legitimate playoff-ish quarterback. And then two terrible teams getting stars out of college who you don't have to pay for 4 years. You have all sorts of...
So he's going to have some options.
To me, next year... And I don't know what jobs will be open, but I think Caleb Williams and Drake May, I've said this before, about once a decade, you get a quarterback, Elway, Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence. You're like, he'll win even in chaos. He'll win a bunch of games. Next year, I think we have two. I think those guys are different. I think Caleb is totally different.
Yeah. I mean, look at Doug Peterson takes the Jags job. He's going to have that thing for a long time. I mean, he gets Trevor Lawrence. He's a good coach anyway. I mean, that thing's. Jags are going to be the real deal if they draft pretty well over the next couple of years.
This is fun.
Well, see you out here in a couple of weeks, Colin.
All right, buddy.
Volume.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.